This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson at Prairie Players Civic Theater, where in just about a few days' time, another production will get underway. It's, quite a revealing production of Calendar Girls. If you've not heard of it, we'll talk about it and how it works, but I think you'll want to see it. And I'll start here with Sherry Robinson. She's the stage manager of Calendar Girls. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Will. Thank you for coming and helping us.
Absolutely. I should say, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm helping with sound on this play, and I'm having a fantastic time doing it, and not just because I'm one of the few guys in this building right at the moment.
Yeah, predominantly we have an all-female crew, and we're trying to keep it that way, keep our girls well taken care of.
I venture to guess that this is kind of perhaps maybe a bit of a unique production for Prairie Players to put on in some respects.
Yeah, it's not your typical Prairie Players show, but I think it's going to be a really interesting show to come see. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The girls and the couple of gentlemen who are in the cast have been having a great time and doing a wonderful job.
Calendar Girls, this production is based on a movie that came out. For folks who haven't seen the movie, talk a little bit about what this is about.
Actually, this is really based on a real life story that happened in England. There was a group of women who were involved in a women's club, and one of the women's husbands passed away, and they decided that they wanted to raise some money for the hospital to replace a settee that they had there that was apparently a man-eater. And so they were trying to find a good way to raise some money and decided that flesh sells. And so they decided that they were going to create a calendar and use that to raise some money for this settee.
The story, I gather, is one of kind of perhaps starting out with a little bit of excitement over a different idea that helps raise money, and then kind of gets just a little dramatic. And it's dramatic in part because, I'll start here, dramatic because of the story of part of the, at least some of the women involved, right?
Exactly. You've got the friendship between all of these women and the friendship and love that was back and forth between the husbands as well. And these women wanted to support one of their ladies, and this is how they decided to do it.
Let's move into one of the characters here. Betsy, you are?
Betsy Hippoly. Will, thank you for being sound guy, too.
I'm very happy to do that. I've done a couple of these now, and I'm always having a good time doing it. Talk about your character, who she is, and how important she is. You have one of the more important characters here.
Well, of course, because Jessie is the oldest and most senior of the girls, so she elicits a lot of respect among the girls because they're some of them may well have been former students.
Your character, when you hear that there's this idea of this, more risque calendar than has been done in the past, how do you react? And that's kind of, I think, part of all of this is that, gosh, it seemed like a good idea at the time, pretty much.
Well, everyone reacts differently. And Jessie's character is all in from the beginning. Other characters are a lot more hesitant and require a little bolstering with a sip of wine or two in order to get themselves on board.
What made you want to audition for the show? Had you seen the movie or heard about the story before this production took place?
Yes, I have seen the film. I'm a big fan of Helen Mirren anyway, so if she's in something, I figure it's worth seeing. And Anne has always done shows that feature good female roles, so it's always a good idea to, you know, to go along, and the camaraderie among all of us is a lot of fun. So
that's something I'll talk about with you, Sherry, since you've kind of seen all this from the beginning, as has the director. I want you to talk about her, and then in the couple of productions I've been a part of now, I can clearly see the passion, at least at the level of the director in this play, and this is no exception.
No, Anne has actually done a multitude of plays that feature especially the middle-aged women, which is really nice because we have a large group of women in our theater who are in that age group. But Anne has a real strong feeling about how important it is to support one another and how important it is to have your girlfriends.
And we should say Anne is...
Anne Carmen Hendel is our director and our leader extraordinaire.
You talk about how important like the friendships are and things like that. That's more or less what this whole story at its core is about.
Exactly. And even the women who don't necessarily get along as well, in the end, you know that there's respect and there's love behind it.
Betsy, that's, I think, one of the other things, too, is that among the main female characters, that's just it. There's a love between them, but they can sure get, some of them can get on other people's nerves, can't they?
Oh, sure. annoying is an attitude that can take place among any group of people, and especially among a group of women who are competent and capable and think their ideas are pretty strong.
Sherry, as people want to come to see this play, they might get a little surprised and might want to think about it for a second before they buy tickets, right?
I don't think that it's going to be an issue. I think that people need to come and understand that we are being very respectful and that we are not wanting to shock anyone. I mean, there's going to be some shock, but it's very tastefully done.
It's funny. It's very funny. Very funny.
You know, it really is funny too. And at the end, while these characters get on each other's nerves, it's really kind of hilarious in a way, especially when you get toward the end of the first act and the beginning of the second, when the photography work starts into the production, the surprise production, might I add, of the calendars.
Right. it's billed as a comedy, and there's no holding back. I think it's very well written. There's some very funny lines, and all of the actors and actresses have done a great job with timing and delivery. So it's very funny.
Sherry, talk about some of the who are some of the other people in the cast.
Oh, my goodness. We have a cast of, I think it's 14. We have four men, which would be Bob Fornander, Christian Kennedy, Scott Rasso, Greg Baker.
Yeah.
And then we have the six calendar girls, and that would be Vera Fornander and Betsy Hipley, Marilyn Van Osdahl, and Amy Rutledge.
Chris
Curtis and Eleanor Kahn. And then we also have some new people to our stage. We have Judy Taylor, and we have Joyce Robbins, and we have Heather Norman and Carol Buby.
And you said some of them are new. How's it working with somewhat newbies? Although I believe most of these folks have in some way or form or fashion helped with Prairie Players in the past.
Yes, we've had some that have worked in the backstage area, but you know what? These ladies have been absolutely delightful, and I can't wait for everybody to see them on stage.
All right, let's talk about the when and the where, and you have 2 weeks of productions of this show starting Friday, right?
Right. This coming Friday, we'll be having a performance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Friday and Saturday performances are 7:30, and then Sunday at 2. And then the following weekend, we will have a Thursday, Friday, Saturday performance at 7:30, and then we'll have another Sunday performance at 2. Plenty of time to come and see us.
And tickets and more information like that are available, among other places, on the community events page of WGIL.com. I think folks will have a good time.
I think they will. I hope they have a good time with us.
Sherry Robinson and Betsy Hipley, thank you so much. And I feel so cliche saying break a leg, but best of luck to you. This has been a really fun thing to see come together.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Stay tuned. We'll have Kim Commando in sports as Galesburg's Evening News continues at WGIL.